Hey y'all, it's Nikki.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Erica.
And it's Nee.
And Carrie.
Hey now, it's Stacy.
Hey, and I'm Shay, and we're not the girls next door.
Yes.
So what's up, ladies? How y'all been doing?
Yes, we've been doing good. How you feeling?
I'm good.
Hey, I'm good.
Let's do a little check-in. How was your week?
Well, my week was good. I don't really have anything to say about my week. It was kind of dry.
What about Sunday?
No, because we could talk to you Sunday. You was dry
lit.
I went to, what is it, Air DC. It's a nice little brunch spot in DC. And it was fun. I really enjoyed myself. And I'm going to go back again this Sunday.
You was trying to pull up at the Chuck E. Cheese and everything.
Yes. Because if y'all was at the Chuck E. Cheese, I was going to drop Brooklyn over. It was like, what?
I was messed up.
Yeah, Carrie, I heard you had a very interesting day today.
Girl,
what happened?
So I'm running all around the world. I gotta take my goddaughter somewhere, and then I gotta come back, and I gotta go get my lashes done. I planned on coming in the house, taking a shower, washing my hair, putting my clothes out, going to my lash appointment, and then, because it was at 3:30, I'm going to be back in time. It was only like 6 lashes left on each eye, so I knew I was going to take a full 2 hours. But I would be back, right? I come in, I'm sitting on the toilet, my bathroom, there's like a little wall that separates the toilet from the rest of the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Little privacy wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm on the toilet, my dog walk in, I'm like, yeah, what's up? Get out, you know what I'm saying? So he's standing there, and then he look up, and he run out the bathroom. I'm like, what's up? I look, it's a damn bird in my freaking bathroom, y'all.
Oh my God, how did it get in there?
So sometimes when I leave out, I'll leave the back door cracked so the dogs can go in and out or whatever, because I have everything else set up. Like, there's a privacy fence and everything and security, so don't be trying to jump my gate.
Right.
So anyway, it must have came in the back door. So I'm calling Stacy. This mother, she is not any help. She's telling me to shut all the other doors and get a broom and usher the bird down through the house and out the other door. I was like, bro, I don't have time for that.
That was a good, y'all knew that was good advice.
There's a bathroom, there's a window in the bathroom.
That you had to break the screen for.
Well, I broke that bitch and that bird flew the fuck out. I bust the screen open, I cracked it. I actually didn't break it, I was able to get it back up there. But yeah, so everything else got shifted 30 minutes. I called my last girl. I was like, I'm sorry, Kiana. I'm never late, but I had a bird in the house.
Right. Dang.
So, yes, that was my adventure of the day.
Dang, that's wild. You scared of birds? You got like 5 dogs.
I'm afraid of birds.
Like, you be hugging monkeys and,
right.
And wild horses and shit. Yeah, no, and it was a bird that took you out.
Yeah, right. That's where I draw the line.
Damn.
At that point, the bird would have been.
And Stacy's scared of deer and shit. So deers and birds, like, what the fuck?
Have you ever been chased by a deer?
Dog.
Don't even get me started.
You ain't been chased by no goddamn deer.
Bitch, yes, I did.
She's standing on that story.
Like, I chased, and my best friend tried to kill me by leaving me outside the door and holding the door, like, nah, you can't come in.
Hey, Robbie. Hey, Robbie. She trying to throw you under the. Under the bus, Robbie.
Right. Is that true?
Hey, but she know what it is because that's what she did. That's what she did, y'all. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's what she did.
Well, my weekend was y'all lit. I went down to the 757 to hang out with my cousin Shenanda. Shout out to Shenanda. I know you out there listening. She turned 38, and you know what I do. Yeah, shaking ass.
I was watching your video. I'm watching your videos like, move that dress to the little bit more to the side real quick.
Yo, and I was mad too because that was the backup outfit. My outfit didn't come in time.
Well, the backup did its job.
It was serving.
It backed that ass up.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. How was your weekend, Stacy?
My weekend was eventful, we'll say that.
We know.
Let's talk about it, sis.
I got a little tipsy on Friday, had a situation, took care of that, and then that's it. Yeah, okay. That's it. It's just one of those things where, you know.
Just leave it at that.
You have to leave it at that, you know. Some people is not worth your time. So,
okay.
You know. they want worm. And I'm dealing with Stacey right now. So that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
So that's it.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in, boo.
Yes. Oh, they was trying to bring her out. And I was like, no. No.
That's not what you want.
At all.
At all. She's asleep.
All right. So thanks, y'all, for tuning in again this week. This is episode number 2. Yes. And it's giving piss in the dating pool. Yes. All right, that's the episode for today. So to get things popping, we're going to talk about what got the girls going on social media this past week. And the topic of discussion was Chloe and Tristan. Mm. All right, so anybody want to tell the audience and get them, for anybody who may be clueless about what's going on, what we're referring to?
I think you got it, boo.
Tell about it.
I can do it. So basically, if you've been on any type of social media, blog sites and things like that, we all know that Tristan and Chloe have been going back and forth for a few years now. We know that he's a cheater. We remember the whole Jordan thing that happened. So this is like the third time he's like cheated on her, and we've known about it. So, but this time a actual baby was made. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't want to have anything to do with the baby. Mm-hmm. He wants to give the baby mama a gag order. Mm-hmm. To get her to stop running her mouth. And then poor Chloe, she's just out here walking around looking dumb.
As always.
Posting like, inspirational quotes and shit.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, that's not going to help you, miss.
I mean, it's kind of sad, the whole, I don't want to be in the child life and I'm not doing nothing for the child. Like, that's lame as fuck. Like, come on, dog. Like, if that's your baby, you stepped out, you made a child, that child didn't ask to be here. So why would you even carry it like that because you're mad because you're getting exposed? Like, that's trash as fuck.
Wait. Because y'all know I'm not with the whole...
Stacey has no idea what we're talking about.
Not a clue. But so he doesn't want to be a part of the child's life?
Yeah, that's what he wrote. He put it on social media and basically was like...
He's trying to sign his rights over.
That's your blood, man. That's your blood.
I'm trying to sign his rights over so he had to pay that cash.
You
that's
still got to pay, is. Don't you?
No.
Even if... No, I thought you... I didn't think that absolved you from child support. I might be wrong.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that just signing your rights or that...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that once
no
you...
right to do anything for the child, but I thought that you were still...
No, you have no rights. So.
Financially?
Yeah. If that's the case, these dudes would be out here just signing rights away.
Yeah.
I think that we it's got, a little
I got to fact
it.
Check
they
that.
They're not going
to
do that.
Now, what if it differs... according to what state you're in, too.
Right, that could be it as well.
Because do you know how many niggas be running to the damn court? Like,
where do I sign?
Exactly. Where do I sign?
Yeah, that's true.
You know
that's
what
true.
I mean?
That's true.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you don't want to have anything to do with the mother, then okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But be in your child's life.
Be a man.
Be in your child's life. Pay that money. And... Yeah.
It's the gag order for me, though, because that just screams guilty.
Yes.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, oh, mm-hmm. I know she wanted to spill the tea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it doesn't? They're still financially responsible?
Exactly. Oh, wow. It does not end your obligation to financially support your child.
Wow.
Well, you better look that shit up. Google is your friend.
Yes. I know, right? Hello.
Yes.
The only other thing that would take you out of that obligation is if the child turns 18, which we all know, or if somebody else adopts the child.
Yeah, oh, okay. I was about to say, I think I heard about that.
Wait a minute, so how didn't I know this? Because
that's still your bill.
How didn't I know that?
You don't need to know that. That's why.
But no, I did need to know that. I feel like we talked about this before, yeah. So I don't understand why I didn't even know that. But, okay, whatever.
She don't mean for her life. She just mean
no,
for
I mean, no, I mean, no, for her own life. It was my own life. It wasn't Tobias' dad. Daddy is in her life.
You like that's right.
Today.
It was a possible that's no longer possible.
So how, I don't know.
So how do y'all feel about, you know, what's going on? Do y'all feel like that, you know, she's the baby mama should speak up and say more? Because me as a baby mama that has 5 kids, all boys, you know, I really wouldn't have cared. I wouldn't even
to even entertain that. I would just go on about my business and take care of my kids by myself. I don't need no type of, you know, I feel like these women, they want something. They want something and want more. Mm-hmm. They knew what they was dealing with. Not saying that he shouldn't do what he have to do, but you get what I'm saying? They go a little bit beyond and over to try to hurt these men, and it's not even that serious. Just take care of your kids. You knew what you was doing too. You laid down with them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, I feel like, yeah, that it should have been a different type of, you know, I think that it's just petty.
Right.
Yeah, it's giving bitter.
You more than a baby mama. You a wife. Can you please let our audience know? Yes,
we're talking about the baby mamas now right now.
You a wife.
She's the wife. As the wife, you get what I'm saying? These are different type of aspects. I want him to actually be there. I don't have time for that. So,
no, but I'm just saying, as a wife, you just put yourself out there. I want them to know that you are a wife as well.
Yeah.
So, do y'all think it was, again, because y'all know, I don't know, look at none of that stuff, but pretty much she, in my mind, when I'm getting from the what y'all telling me, mm-hmm. she did it. She had the baby, kept the baby to keep.
Wait,
the
baby ain't.
Oh, the baby not here?
Yeah. No, she's just pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh.
The child has not been born yet.
Yeah. Apparently the baby was conceived on his birthday, the day that him and Chloe announced that they were back in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck out of here. Okay, all right. I'm over it.
Conceived on his birthday.
I'm over
it. The same day they went on social media and announced that they were back in a relationship together.
That's what she said.
Yeah. That's what she
allegedly
said.
Allegedly.
And it was his birthday.
Well, maybe she couldn't get to him. He had to get somebody to take care of him.
I don't know, but
just screaming attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Attention. That's what that's too much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why it's pissing the dating pool now.
But
he's
responsible too, because at the end of the day, you slept with her unprotected. You know what I'm saying? You know what these girls do. Yeah. So now you don't want to take care of that baby, but whole time, baby, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's happening.
But right. It's not the first time he was in this predicament, because it was a girl last year that had a whole baby. The baby was what, like one or two or something? And they were going back and forth about whether he was the dad. And
he got her a gag order too, I think.
He got her a gag order, and they went to court. He made the courts give him like a DNA test because she didn't want to give it. Mm-hmm. But then it all came out that he wasn't the dad.
Right.
But he still had cheated on Chloe at the time.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So...
because if you would have never cheated, it would have never been a matter of discussion.
Right.
Exactly.
Because I can't do nothing if you have kids before I get here.
Right.
Makes me start singing, you should have lied, you should have cheated. Baby, I should have went out to the club.
No.
I swear to God.
Okay. I'm right. Well, this is a good segue into... For us to share why we specifically think that there is piss in the dating pool, right? Just a disclaimer for all of our male listeners out here. This is not an episode that we just go on bash trash, y'all. Because we know there ain't shit women out here, too. Trust and believe, we know. But this episode is focused on our perception when dating men. I mean, some of us have dated women, but, you know, we got to speak as a collective here. So today, we're going to be talking about why is piss in the dating pool when talking to men. Men, we will have another episode where we will let y'all, you know, chime in and tell us why you think the dating game is trash right now and why you think women ain't shit, but not today. All right, so.
Not a day.
I can't stand y'all. All right, so, Neesh, what you think? Why is there, I know you married.
Yes.
But before there was marriage.
Yes. I think it's just because communication. I think that men do not know how to talk to women. I feel like that everything they talk about is sex. You get what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, we need to be able to open our eyes to other things. It shouldn't just be sex. I want you to feel me when you talk to me. I want to feel you when you talk to me.
Hello.
So, okay. You know, I don't really got, you know, I don't have time for the non-communicative men. I like men that can communicate, that can get me to a point where we just talking about other things than just sex. Now, if it come up, then that's just what it is. But don't come over here talking about some, yeah, baby, do you want to see my dick? No, I don't want to see that little ass stinky ass dick. Sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to say that, but yeah, that's how I feel.
So communication.
Yes, communication.
outside of sex. Right. That's what it is. Like, what else can you contribute to a conversation?
Just dating, too.
You want to be at a theme for the conversation.
Yes, right. And dating to that date you. Sense. You get what I'm saying? We have to be able to communicate. Yeah, like we just can say, oh, yes, let's go out to eat. You know what I'm saying? We go out to eat, but what you think is going to happen next? You going to take me home, right? You get what I'm saying? You going to think about me and say, hey, man, you know what? We had a good time. You get what I'm saying? I don't want you just coming and be like, yeah, you should have just came with me. You get what I'm saying? I don't want that.
It's the voice.
It's the voice. It's the voice.
Where's the voice going?
She get that from Shelly.
I cannot. Okay. Yeah. So who wants to go next? Why is there piss in the dating pool?
So for me, I think it is... the actual going out and actual dating, as a single person, people always just want to come to my house.
Okay.
Slim, I don't even know you. Like, okay. Can I invite 12 of my brothers to come so we all sit down in my house? Like, hello. I don't want you to come to my house. We'll be coming to my house for, I'll meet you. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem meeting you or whatever the case is, but the actual hanging out in my house, it's not a date to me. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not dating in my house. There's no, well, I'm going to just come to your house. And then what? Mm-hmm. Because I don't want you in my house. I'm going to have to clean after that. I'm going to have to Febreze and the Lysol.
You want
to
get the sage.
Yeah, because I'm just not with it. Like, exactly. I'm not like, what, you just, then you know where I lay my head. Mm-hmm. I don't really know you. So mm-hmm. I feel like for me, every person that I've met here recently, excuse me, has wanted to come to my house. And I'm just like, nah, like I'll meet you somewhere. I'll meet you, you know, at a restaurant, a bowling alley or something like that. And we can go from there. It's not, I just don't feel comfortable with you coming to my house.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm. that I can respect that.
So when you say, well, I'll come to your house, I'm like, conversation over. Like, we don't even get past that because... Son, what you come to my house for?
Right.
Nah, ooh. I work from home. Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to be in this house. I want to go on a date. Right. Right. Like, let's exactly. go enjoy each other and communicate, like Nee said, and just have enjoy each other, but not coming to my house.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So to me, that's been, as a single person, that's been my reasoning for, like Shawty, I think I'm a chill. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna chill on it for a minute.
Okay.
They want to come to your house because they want to talk about what Niecy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they trying Netflix and chill.
Uh-huh, that's mm-hmm. what I was about
Netflix
to say.
Hulu won't help.
On the first date though.
Yeah. Right. Like what? Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Right.
No.
So on the first date, so that leads me to what my thing is.
Okay.
I feel like there is piss in the dating pool because of money, and when I say money, I have like a bunch of different things. Men don't want to take women on dates because of, remember when it was that $200 date thing that was going around on social media?
Yeah.
What else was it? Women just letting a man take her out because she was hungry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like
y'all know y'all guilty of that.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie, I done did that a couple of times.
Yeah. Oh, y'all done got a couple of free meals from a date? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but it's just like when they meet somebody who isn't about that,
uh-huh.
then they treat them like they, how they should have treated the other girls. Like, it's not about that. Cheap. Men are, they're cheap.
Some.
Mm-hmm. some men can't accept the fact that the woman makes more money than them.
Okay.
And just
like intimidated type shit.
Like intimidated mm-hmm. of, you know, the woman makes more money. And it's just like, sir, you should be happy that I make more money because I feel like maybe I won't ask you for as much stuff or something. I can buy it by myself. Right. I don't need you. You're here because I want you here.
But that could be the issue. You don't need him.
Right.
You want him, but he wants you to need him.
Right.
But yeah, so everybody at this table, we not needy.
At all.
Now, we not rich, but we getting money over here. So
I have a question for you on that topic. Have you ever said, you know what, let me take you on a date?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So,
and I'm going to tell you, I've even taken a man and on the first date and paid.
Mm-hmm.
because I feel like for me, I was really, really interested in him.
He was invested.
And I was invested, and I was just like, you know what? Like, let's go out. We have a good conversation, like what he said, and we have a good conversation, like, let's go out. Yep. So, of course, when we got there, I was like, don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Get whatever you want to get. I'm going to pay. And he was looking like, wait, what? So then, of course, I had to buzz out with him. Ain't no broke bitch shit over here.
Right.
But yeah, so I have, and I will. My current situation now, I will pay, but as soon as I go to pull my card out,
he won't let you.
He won't let me. He's exactly. looking. So what I do is, I feel like to pull my weight when it comes to the money issue or the food thing, I will, if he's at my house, I'll order food to the house. You know what I'm saying? I order food to the house, or if I know that he's coming over or something and I'm stopping to get food, then I'll just grab him something. So I feel like that's me paying for whatever, because at this point, I feel like that's the only way that I'm going to get the pay for the food. Because I know you're watching.
So I got a follow-up question, too. You had said that one of the things when it comes to money is men being cheap, right? I always thought that maybe it was because men are kind of entertaining multiple women at once. Right. So one $200 date turns into five $200 dates, and that's a stack. So it's like they have to kind of navigate through all these bitches that they're entertaining and figuring out what money is spent on who.
Right, exactly. But see, that comes to... Mm-hmm. They got to know how to play the game. So you got to learn, you know, you want to juggle all these girls. You got to figure out, you got to get creative. You got to come up with creative dates.
Right.
Exactly. You want to juggle all these people. You need to figure out, let's go to the park and have a picnic or something like that. You don't have to spend $200.
Right. Mm-hmm. Facts.
You want to do all that? You got to
do the work. One out of the five has to be.
Right.
At the top, you know what I'm saying? So
she deserves more.
So you know, you give her more.
Squid Games of dating,
and then the other ones you kind of do like cheaper dates and things like that. But you're still.
Yep.
Damn.
Oh,
all right, we're good.
I know.
Go ahead, Shay. Finish your thought.
Should be a big red flag right there.
Red flag. So basically. So basically, I'm gonna say guidance, like no guidance. Just depending on what we see out in the social world.
But guess what?
Put it like that.
9 times out of 10, what you see on social media ain't even real.
Exactly. That's my thing.
It's 9.9 times out of 10, actually.
Yeah.
Because people only post the good shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Not the bad.
Mm-hmm. They on there faking it. Because guess what? I done did it before. I done faked it with. Couple of niggas.
Couple of them.
Definitely about to think this relationship like, is good. Say, peaches and cream.
We was crying in the car. Crying in the car.
I was trying to rap it with what she said, because she said a whole lot of, she was dropping gems, right?
Yes.
So you talk about social media, you're talking about the lack of role models, like dudes don't actually have a substantial relationship that was modeled to them know how to behave and withstand their own relationship.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What did you...
So...
Because those were the two that stuck out to me the most.
Like, I understood everything that she said, and I was talking to my bestie today, and he said, you know, I've never been on a date. I said...
How old is he?
39. Wow. I said, what?
Slim. He's never been on a date.
You never been on a date? He said, I come from a family... I ain't never seen my mother go on a date.
Oh, exactly. And that's what I'm talking about.
Like, what? Right. So he was like, yeah, I pretty much, when I meet a girl, my date is going to the bar, and then you know what comes after that. And I said, that's not a damn date. Like, right, that's not a date. Right. He said, well,
exactly.
I've never been
a hookup.
I've never seen what a real date is. I don't know, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, you want me to put on a suit? And I was like, no, you don't have to put on a suit. Like, it's a date. Like, you just go enjoy each other. Like, go out to eat, you know, maybe go bowling.
He don't watch movies and shit.
That's what I was going to say. Like, I see where he's coming from, not seeing it growing up.
Right.
So not immediately understanding. But at 39, my dude, come on.
Yeah. Like, you can't use that as an excuse.
Yeah,
but you know what?
Because if you want that, you're going to get that.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
But then you know what he said to me? And it made sense. if the girl not demanding it.
Exactly.
If a girl not demanding it, why the fuck would I do it? That's exactly what he said to me.
I hate men like that. That's what makes me so mad. Because what made y'all think that some women know just as well as y'all know? But at the end of the day, no, nigga, you need to man the fuck up and do what you gotta do. Point blank and simple.
But if two people don't know that this is not really a date.
You watch TV, don't you?
Love and Hip Hop. Right. Huh. I had somebody tell me that recently, because I make him open up the door for me, like the car door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'll do all of that. He said, but you're the first person that ever made me do that. He was like, I've seen it before. Like, I think my grandfather used to do it, but like, nobody required me to do it. Mm-hmm. I can show y'all the text and everything.
Hey, the whole time. And guess what? He likes me just for that
because I'm going to, no, this is what I expect.
Exactly.
You know, like, you got to have some type of something. Like, I don't understand how it is these days. And I'm not saying, some people, they might not hold the door for you. And I'm not going to hold that against you, but that's something we're going to work towards, because it's stuff that you want me to do for you. You want me to suck your dick, don't you? I want you to open my damn door.
Tell him again.
Open that door.
It's a trade.
She says it's a trade.
It's a trade off.
That goes into us as women not requiring certain things.
And he said that was the exact words.
We don't require that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of women out here that, like, their only requirement is that you buy me stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Take me out to eat at $200 dates and fuck me good, basically.
Right. And some people don't even want that much.
Yeah, some of them just want you to fuck
just
them good.
Just be there.
Yeah,
just be
or
there.
Take pictures with them on Instagram.
Or take pictures with them on Instagram.
Damn.
So, yeah.
I ain't never putting nobody back on Instagram.
And listen, hell no. let me tell you something.
I don't care. Like,
we will be at the altar. All y'all got to turn y'all phones in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Ain't no photographer, no videographer, no none of that. Nothing. They like, damn, she married?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Who is it?
Don't worry about it.
Okay, Erica, what's yours?
Okay, but before I get to mine, I think I'm a little different than that. Like, I don't mind posting people on Instagram because I guess I'm the type of person where I'm also not just the good, but I also post the bad. Like, I used to do this. I need to get back to it, but I used to do these bitch fits, and I used to tell these wild-ass stories. Sometimes my stories was not, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was not on the positive note, but I'm going to share because, fuck it, because this is my life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going to give you the real. So, you know, if I come to that point again where a man gets to the point where I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and post my boo. I'm going to go ahead and post them. You know, I was contemplating the whole Cardi thing. You ain't going to my, what she said? If ain't no ring on my finger, you ain't going on the gram or something like that in one of them songs. So, but no, I'm going to post, fuck it. I'm not going
to
take my L's in silence. Y'all can take my L's with
you
me.
Right.
And we're going to laugh at my pain. Right, and it's going to be all right because everybody go through it and I don't give a fuck.
Right. But she got the ring. She posted him on the gram. He's still cheating, though.
Right. Right. Exactly.
See, I have the similar, like, viewpoint now.
Right.
Now.
Yeah.
So I went through, like, several years with a very private situation. Right?
Okay.
And I felt like, as I came out of it and everything started, I started to see everything clearly. My whole thing is, from now on, I'm not keeping it private because I want to be able to hold everybody accountable. Because as I found things out, I couldn't really approach the people that I wanted to approach about the situation because they may have thought, they may not have known. You know what I'm saying? Because we kept it so private.
Right.
So I feel like, nah, that's dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's dead.
That makes sense.
So you're getting posted.
Right, so now
this
I'm where
mine.
You used to be.
It's mine. Right.
And she's where I used to be.
And so, if anything, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to prevent it. It's
right.
not.
It's not.
But if I need to pop off, you can't say that you didn't
know. So you're doing it for pop-off reasons.
I am.
Okay.
But she needs to.
Yeah.
Because of that. She needs to.
Okay.
For my own sanity, that's just
but
what
you know,
it is.
We will always call it with you. though.
I know. No,
it's never
But
a
I don't need that.
Always start calling her Carrie Popple.
I don't even like need y'all because right. I got three things in the house that's coming with me.
Oh, you need me.
And I'm not
I'm
talking
coming.
About the dogs.
Hey, right. I'm, bang, bang. I'm always going to be.
Hey, you already know
I'm
that.
Here. I'm here for the action.
I know she knows to call me. I'm not telling you. If she don't call me, it's going to be a problem. Right. That's going to be the problem.
Everything's popped.
Mm-hmm. All right, so my bad. I'm going to get back to you. All right, so why I think the dating pool is pissy or whatever. So it's pissy because I basically think it's fear. I think men have a lot of fear when it comes to relationships and getting to know women, dating women, and having that potential of a relationship, right? And it's a fear of a couple of things. I think it's fear of rejection. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think it's fear of being controlled. Mm-hmm. And I also think it's just a fear of just not measuring up. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, like, all three might not resonate with the same man, but at the end of the day, one of them, you know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of these guys start off like good guys, and they didn't, they wasn't all. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't always talking about sex and mm-hmm. just want to hang out the house and being stingy with the money or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It somebody broke their heart. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know how they begin on social media, all them blasting posts of women, and you just looking at it like, dog, who hurt you? Right, you know what right, I'm saying? Right, like, right. who hurt
so
you?
Many of them.
Right,
right.
And
many.
So
hurt people,
exactly. And so some trifling ass female, I'm sorry y'all out there,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
done did some grimy shit, you know what I'm saying, whether they cheated, lied, and broke that man. And now he's scared to really be vulnerable and give his heart to the next because he don't want to be there again. And these niggas don't take heartbreak well at all.
Men are frightened. They cannot never take what they dish out.
Not, no. Never. Like, I met this one guy a while ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, this has been, yeah, it's a while ago. And, like, dope ass dude. Like, dope. Like, he was a dad. You know, took care of his responsibilities. He had a nice job. I actually knew him from, ever since elementary school. Like, but I never really looked at him like that coming through elementary, middle, and high school. And then somehow, I don't know how we connected, but we connected. And I was like, damn, like, good job. Fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. And I was kind of getting excited. I was like, okay.
Right. You know?
And then, like, we talking, like, we're having in-depth conversations. We talking about the state of, you know, the nation with, you know, Black Lives Matter and police brutality. And he talking about politics and he smoke a little weed here and there. No, he smoke a lot of weed. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was, he had substance. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
right. He was spiritual. He was he go to church. Like, church. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so, you know, the more we talking, the more we hanging out, like, you know, my little, I'm getting excited, you know what I'm saying? And then he hit me with the, started telling me about the ex and how basically she just took his heart and stomped on it and jumped up and down, threw that bitch in the trash can, set it on fire, and he wasn't looking for a motherfucking relationship. And I looked at him and I, God damn it. Well, shit.
Make you want to find that bitch.
Now, guys, we're not talking about when you got your heart broke in seventh grade because Shorty didn't want your damn Valentine or something. Because it's definitely one of my Facebook friends who said he got his heart broke at 15 and he been dogging bitches ever since. Like, come on, bro. Like, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Like, grow up. But, yeah.
Talking about adult heartbreak.
Adult heartbreak, guys.
Right. All right. So, Carrie, I think you taking this to the end of our list of what's why the dating pool pissing and shit.
I feel like it kind of touches on what everybody else has touched on, but mine is lack of trust. Nobody trusts anybody, and it's because of heartbreak, you know, ain't shit dudes, ain't shit girls, and all of the situations. And this is what it also boils down to. People are damaged and they're not getting the help or doing the work on themselves.
Man, preach.
So, you know, you got to take a step back after that heartbreak,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a month, 6 months, a year,
mm-hmm.
however long it takes for you to just, you know, work on yourself and get that inner peace back so that you know that you you accept everything that happened in the past. You forgive, you forget. And that forgive right there, I'm trying to tell y'all, because I used to be the biggest grudge holder in the freaking world. Y'all, am I lying?
You and Stacey.
I will hold, yes, a grudge from...
I'm still holding it.
Yeah, but I have actually learned... You got to let it go. You have to. You
for you.
Yeah. For yourself have to forgive and forget that shit and let it be and let it be what it was and move on. And until you learn how to do that, you shouldn't be trying to build with nobody.
At all.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the problem. They jump back into stuff so quickly. Facts. Chill the fuck out a minute. Goddamn.
Yes. Like, I love Latino Poppy. Like, dang, why you even, you feel like you led me on. Like, you was sending mixed signals. Like, right. Now all staying on me. Like, dog, why,
so what
why you do that?
That they say you get over a bitch by getting another bitch.
You're not
getting that's not.
Y'all like, that's a lie.
No.
That's
a lie. You still think about the other nigga. You might call his name and everything. I need a break. I need a break.
So y'all in the car. I'm gonna keep it a buck.
I'm a fuck another nigga if I need to, but that has nothing to do with
dating,
being with someone.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
Being
with right.
And all that's
right.
Still not. And even if you do that for your physical needs. You're not doing that. Yeah. It's not gonna help your mental.
Right.
Correct.
That sex is gonna help you through the night. It might help you go to sleep, but the next morning when you wake up, you're gonna remember everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's not. Same thing with drugs. Same thing with alcohol. All of that shit is a temporary fix.
And with mental. Because once you find a man and, you know, you're going to rush into that, you're not even going to understand who he is yet until you get to know him for real.
Oh, man. But damn.
But have you noticed, like, men are quick to, like, rebound? I feel like.
Yes, they are. But we are too, y'all. No, stop lying. We do the same thing.
Shorty waiting in the wings any damn
we are doing the same thing. Yes, we are. I'm telling y'all, my friends do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Let me tell you, unless they really like somebody, they get their feelings hurt, you know, then it's going down. But if, you know, they know that it's about to be over, oh, it's going down. I'm telling you, they got like 5 men on the back. Right. 2 on the side, and then when they get tired of all of them, they got a whole side on the whole bucket on the side. Like, we doing the same thing that men do.
So why you telling my business, bitch?
Right.
Why?
Sex, you know what I'm saying, or are they like actually like into all these dudes that's on the side? Because I feel like there's a difference.
No, they're not. It's not about sex.
It's just conversation. Yeah, it's conversation.
Because I know when I broke up with my last relationship, we was together 5 years, and broke up in the middle of the motherfucking pandemic. Okay, we was in a whole panini, and my ass was going through a heartbreak. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was bad. Like, motherfucking Hebrew Israelite type shit. Like, for real. Like, that's why we broke up, nigga. For real, because of the Most High. But anyways, so like that was tough. And then I couldn't go out with my girls like I usually do to be like, you know, to take my mind as a distraction and get over the shit. Like, I literally was sitting with my thoughts. Right. In the pandemic, like, damn, bitch, let's reflect. What the fuck happened?
Yep.
How did this happen? What the fuck did you do? Like, and it was good because I journaled and I meditated.
Right.
And, like, I feel like I was able to point out certain things that if I would have moved a little differently or did things a little more maturely, then he probably would have felt like it was a safer space to tell me 2 years prior that he was making this, you know, conversion to a whole nother religion. You know what I'm saying? And then we could have ended things 3 years in instead of 5 years in. Because now I feel like, nigga, you owe me 5 fucking years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, and now in my relationships moving forward, I know, like, I be checking myself. Like, when I feel like I'm slipping into whatever the issue was, because I'm not telling you all that because that's my business. But... You did that shit with the last nigga. You can't do that shit on this one. You gotta switch it up a little bit. You gotta. So, I mean, it's all about reflection. Like, whatever sex you need to satisfy the physical, cool, but you gotta go through that mental process. Men and women. And I feel like men just be like, fuck it, I'm just gonna stick my dick in this and I'm gonna holler at her and I'm gonna see what's up with her. And whole time they hurting inside.
They need to go talk to the lady.
Please go talk to the lady, y'all.
They asses is hurting inside.
But we also have to look at, I know, like, for me, so I have this conversation with the guy that I'm dating, and he pointed that out. He was like, yeah, you move on too fast. So what I had to tell him was that
Yes, I am a serial dater. I definitely am. I am. Because I feel like I know what I'm looking for, and I obviously it wasn't you. Mm-hmm. Right. But also, we aren't the person, we weren't 5 years in like you were. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I might not be in love. You know what I'm saying? I've dealt with somebody for a year and did not love them. You know what I'm saying? So of course, when it was over, I was like, I'm out.
So mm-hmm. how do you protect yourself in those, like,
Because I'm a nigga on the inside. Like, I'm a nigga.
So this is my way. So this is how I do. I always have this in the back of my mind. It might be fucked up, but it's always, this is temporary. Mm-hmm. This is not going to last.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, so I might have a good memory of me and whoever, but it's in the back of my mind. I'm thinking, have fun. At this time, because it will not last.
So you just when it's self-sabotaging yourself, though.
But guess what? When it don't last, when it don't work out, I be a little bit better than what I was when I just gave my full self.
So yeah. Do you give your full self to everybody?
No, I'm not giving my full self to nobody.
See,
no
and
more.
I think I'm like the exact opposite. Like my dumb ass, I get start dating somebody, and then like I said, I was excited. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm thinking of, ooh, a year from now we're gonna be taking trips and we're gonna be on the beach, and I'm gonna be like somebody's son and twerking on them and everything. And then like I'm always like all the potentials, and I'm like, oh, he got this potential. That's my toxic shit, right?
Yeah.
Thinking, all right, every dude that kind of passes all my thresholds of my non-negotiables got potential, and I'm like, right. Oh yeah, and then I get disappointed, yeah.
Right?
So, and then I'm back on the dating scene again, starting over.
So, what are your non-negotiables?
Okay, non-negotiables. All right, so outside of like the typical, you gotta have a place to live, you should be driving, right. You need to have a car. Damn, can you come back to me? That's a good one. Circle back.
Anybody else have a specific non-negotiable? Like, if somebody is doing this or they are this way, or they have multiple kids or multiple baby mothers, or if they're a Christian or if they're an atheist, like, what, you know what I mean? What is it that's that crosses the line, that's a deal breaker, I can't even do it?
So like, a deal breaker for me is somebody that does not have leadership. You're going to have to lead me.
Okay. Yes,
I need a leader, because I am bomb at what I do. If I don't know it, I'm going to figure it out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm very dominant, so I need somebody that I can grow from as well. I can't give you everything. Mm-hmm. I can't be that person for you. I'm not your mama. I want to be your equal. So if you can't give, if you can't pour into me, I'm not pouring into you.
Exactly.
You are a fucking child to me. Yeah. For real. Like, what the fuck am I doing that for? Yeah. For real.
You don't need no kids.
So I would say, like, leadership. Okay. Somebody, they have to have, like, they just have to have some ambition. They have to be a leader. Okay. Period. Like,
I respect that.
And that's just overall. Like,
that's sexy too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was gonna say. That has sex appeal, especially like every woman at this table is independent in their own way. Mm-hmm. We work, we have businesses, things like that. So we don't want to always have to be in control and always have to be leading the situation, right. Or always be in charge, or always have to figure it out, or always have to make the fucking dinner reservation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we want to be able to sit back and know that our man is handling shit.
And he got us.
And there's so many men that just don't have that.
They don't.
And it's just like, oh, well, I could probably fuck you, but it's not going to go any further.
Right.
Because I want to be able to submit.
How many people at this table can say that they've actually submitted? Yeah, you're married, so how many people at this table can actually say that they've ever submitted to a man?
Man, that's married, a whole nother radio discussion. Now, I have
never even had one worth doing that for.
Exactly.
I have a lot of personal thoughts about submission.
I had some good ones to do that for, but that's when I was just wild, buck ass wild, and I wish if I could. Come on back a little bit.
Right,
definitely do what I need to do.
I can't submit right now. With me being, you know, married already, I can't submit because I feel like I'm, you know, me and him, we go back and forth because I have a lot of male cousins. You can't talk to me a certain type of way. You get what I'm saying? So, you got to be able to say, don't come to me and be like, I'm about to tell you. The first thing I'm going to do is go back and forth. Like, what the fuck you think you talking to like that? He like, what?
That's
like, calm down. You know what I mean? But I won't even be, I'm telling you that being as though I can't be that because that goes with that. I am aggressive a little bit myself. Mm-hmm. So it's like we're going back and forth all the time because I can't just submit to things.
But then,
I
want to be able to. What Shay said with the leadership. Like, yeah. Because I've been told that I'm very dominant and I act like a dude. And yep. I tell them, well, when you make me bow down, we gonna get married.
Right.
And until then, Shawty, who the fuck are you talking to? Ooh, like, yep. I come off just like that. And then when they say, when I get the, who you talking to? Oh, I'm talking to you. Yeah. Like, we can go back and forth all day. I've never met a dude that has actually put, so this is what I tell people. When I'm dating you, and I'm trying to fill you out. If you don't put a little bit of fear in my heart, then nigga, this is over. Mm-hmm. We're done.
Because we're not talking about no like
domestic. Like, about, are we talking about, what are we talking?
No, because like domestic, I'm a square with you. But I mean, like when you're like she said, it's like a leadership thing. Like so, when you're talking to me, and like it don't have to be like a disrespectful talk or, but like if I feel like I can come back to you and say, who the fuck are you talking to?
Right.
You ain't for
space. And not think twice about it.
And not think twice about it because
I'm still saying.
Because I'm a, like, and then like, so if you turn around, give me the look, and I'm like, then like, are we getting married, Shawty? Like what date you want? But it's like she said, the leadership thing. If you, without the leadership for me, doesn't work. So when you say that, that just means that you feel like he's not leading you in the way that you want. Or
girl, that could be one, but I'm still, I think that even when he's trying to lead me in a positive, you know, direction, I'm just like, if I feel some type of way, what I'm going through, whatever the case might be, I do kind of go back and jump. You get what I'm saying? Cause Larry not playing with me. You get what I'm saying? That's the truth. Everybody knows that. Don't play with Larry like that. You get what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, I still try to bump, and he try to tell me like, baby, slow down. You know what I'm saying? But it's just the, sorry, Cat and them, but they did that. You get what I'm saying? Cat and them did that.
I feel you. Hey.
It's Stink, Bino, all of them. You know what I'm saying? As far as me, I'm always aggressive because that's all I know. You know what I'm saying? They ain't come over there and tell me to go play with no doll babies and stuff like that. I'm over here playing with them, doing their hair. You know what I'm saying? Running around with them. Like, yes, we didn't do that. So
a lot of us for that, the submitting thing too. I know, like, I never, don't get me wrong, I have people in my family that are married, but I didn't directly live with them. But also, I come from very strong, independent women. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I don't think I've ever seen even my married family members, and especially my grandmother, like when she was dating somebody or whatever, like I've never seen a woman submit because they're always independent. We run this. I don't care if you are the man. This is what it is. I run this. You can't tell me what to do. This is my house.
So your grandmama was over there beating on her man. That's exactly what
it was. Well, it was not financially, credit, just everything.
No, it wasn't. It's just, ain't no submit. It wasn't no submitting because we feel like, again, like what we said earlier, I don't need you. I want you. You're here because I want you to be.
Mm-hmm. But see, this is the thing that why I say leadership. Why I want leadership, because I spent too many fucking years building niggas up for them to leave and go to the next bitch to get all the shit I done talked and I done.
Exactly.
You don't have leadership. That is the main reason why I'm asking for it. I'm not building nobody ass up no more.
Tag me in, coach. Bye. All right, so boom. Mine is emotional intelligence.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because like I feel like even as an educator, I see that a lot of our black men do not know how to express their emotions appropriately. Like it's always anger. They're like in the school system, they're overly identified with emotional disability because everything is anger. They're sad. They're getting off anger vibes. You know what I'm saying? They're frustrated. They show anger. They're hurt. They show anger. Mm-hmm. Everything's anger. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And when dating, I see that a lot with men. Mm-hmm. Like everything is popping off and getting upset. And the whole time you just feel lonely. Yeah. Like, nigga, just say that.
Right.
Why you getting angry? Right. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't know how to emotionally, like, connect with their how to express what's express. Going on.
Right, right.
So that's my one. Right. You got to be emotionally intelligent.
Right. That's probably what they saw. What they saw growing up, their dad right. probably wasn't. Like that,
didn't show any emotion.
Yeah, don't be crying. That's what they say. Don't cry, toughen up. Why you like that's fucked up, and it scars them. That's like childhood trauma.
Yep, yep.
Y'all, at the end of this episode, y'all, we not gonna have no men. I'm gonna tell y'all.
No,
I'm telling y'all, we gonna be by ourselves in this house. That's why we go to the club, y'all. We go to the club. It's just us. We dancing by ourselves. They know not to even talk to us. We might let them go.
Oh, that's some bitches not doors. Not
that disclaimer when we first came. Hey. Not for you.
I tried to tell y'all.
And we know that this doesn't apply to everybody. Single man. Yeah. We know that there are men out there that have these qualities. We just ain't ran across them yet.
No, I have, but I was an anxious bitch when I ran across them.
And you heard
them. That's reflection right there.
They good no more.
Right. And guess what? I feel like God has made me pay back my karma. Like, it's been years and years and years, but he's still making me pay. He like, nah, bitch, take more. So, you know, like, I've had some great men in my life.
Yeah.
Awesome man.
And when you say that, you know, that actually makes me think, like, I probably have, I know I have. When
me
I was,
too.
But
me
I
too.
Was, like, 19 and 20, like, 18. Like, I was younger, and I, like, I even have a couple exes that I dated when I was younger, that, bitch, what was you doing?
Right.
Because now they're married with families and shit. And
right.
It's a motherfucking dragon
It's that one that got away.
Yes. I wasn't ready. You're right.
How y'all be feeling when y'all see him on Instagram?
Don't wait.
Oh my God. Yeah,
hey, damn, he upgraded her.
Look, you like the post, but you really salty for real.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Ooh, I be liking him. I be liking him with the kids, but then when the girl be there, I be like, do I like this one?
No.
It just depends.
Nope.
Y'all petty. I thought I was petty.
Actually, the one who I feel like the one that got away. I don't follow him on social media. I don't even know if he has. He might have it for his business or something like that, but I don't. And I, like, it still pisses me off to this day, because this fool was like, you got pregnant by somebody else just a little bit too fast. He was like, because I was getting ready to put you in a house. I was going to pay for you to go to nursing school. And here I am now. $50,000 in debt and still no damn nursing degree.
And no house. Do you feel like that was tough, or you feel like that's...
Oh, no, he definitely would have did it.
Oh, okay.
Because of where he put his wife at. Mm-hmm. Because of where she is now, which you got to have ambition before all of that as well. But to where when they got together and they meshed together, and to where their situation is and shit like that, like, honey, I want the damn... The 25 acres house with the damn movie room in the basement and shit.
But you sure he, like, Shay ain't build them and then the wife met
him? No.
You gotta make sure. Like,
no.
You never know.
He definitely was not a, he wasn't a building nigga. And we came from the same background growing up, no parents, you know, things like that, drugs, DC, you know, Alexandria area. We came from the same background, so we clicked. But like I said, I was young. I was going to the club. Hell, that's why I met Erica at the club. Mm-hmm. So I was going to the club. I was partying, drinking blue motorcycles. And then, boom, Tamaya's dad happened, and I was pregnant a couple months later. Mm-hmm. So, and I had to break the news to this guy, like, yo, like, I'm pregnant, and it's by somebody else. And even though at that point we weren't together, but I felt he was like, well, damn, I was finna give you the world. But now... Go have your baby.
Over in Landover.
Well, damn.
But he definitely had the ambition and things like that, which is my non-negotiable.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Y'all touched on it. No ambition.
Yes.
And right. When I say no ambition, I mean, I ain't even going to hold y'all. In my adult life, every nigga I've dated except for like two have been broke niggas. I've definitely been the build the nigga.
No. out there is piss in the dang pool, because it's real pissy out here, y'all. It's real pissy. Hello, pissy. Thank y'all again. Tune in next week, Thursday, same time, 7 p.m., rmxradio.com. And we'll see y'all next week.
Shout out.
Thank you. Good night.